This passage of St. Mark in today's Gospel, according to the ancient tradition of the Church and the Doctors and Fathers, relates especially to our Lord's nuptials with his mystical body, the Church. And so it is a new dispensation, that is about to come about. And in a certain sense, what our Lord is saying, the old has nothing to do with it because it merely pointed to it. Once it is present, then the old passes away and the new replaces it. That is the fulfillment. And so the Doctors and Fathers will tell us, in a certain sense, our Lord is saying here that the wedding guests, the members of the mystical body, can never fast because in the spiritual sense, they always feast on the precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord in the sacrament of the Eucharist. But they also point out that after our Lord's physical presence, that his visible presence departs from this world, and then he remains hidden in his Eucharistic presence, then the members of the mystical body will fast in the temporal order, but they will do so for a higher reason and for a greater cause, because they do so in order to unite themselves to their Lord crucified. And so everything here is being elevated by our Lord, and indeed it is the precise reason why the Pharisees and the others who remonstrate with the disciples of St. John cannot understand, for our Lord is calling them to elevate their minds and their hearts and try to understand things according to the supernatural order. And so he is calling for a renewal of their mind and their hearts so that they do not become like the old cloak. That is, their minds are elevated by the supernatural virtues of faith, hope, and charity, so that when the grace of the Holy Spirit is poured into new wineskins, then the members of the mystical body can go about performing the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy and ultimately the conversion of the world to these high truths. And so our Lord is saying that in a certain sense it was impossible for those of the old to enjoy the presence of the bridegroom because he was not present. And so the law prescribed certain fasts and certain other rituals by which they were to prepare for the coming of the Lord. But once prepared, the doctrines of the old would show themselves to be much inferior to the doctrines of the new. Indeed, they were merely doctrines that pointed to that which was fulfilled. And so, in order to truly understand the mystery of the mystical body of Christ, and that Christ is the bridegroom, that is the head, and we are his bodies, our minds must be purified by the grace of the Holy Spirit, first received in baptism, so that we may come to know and understand those most profound words of wisdom, because they are the words that came from the very mouth of Jesus, the divine teacher, the doctrines of Holy Mother Church that enlighten us and guide us until the end of time, those doctrines that culminate in that greatest of all mysteries, his presence among us in the Eucharist, which we are called not to fast from, save those times when we are so unfortunate as to fall into mortal sin. And then we are to purify ourselves through the sacrament of confirmation, and then again come to the banquet of the Lord, for it truly is our safeguard in this world, for it helps us to understand things from the proper perspective, and hence it helps us not to put all our hopes in the things of this world, as the Pharisees and the scribes and many during the time of our Lord's present, his visible presence in this world had done, but that we put our minds and our hearts in that which is most important, seeking always and everywhere eternal union with our God in the kingdom of heaven. That union which comes about through our incorporation into his mystical body through baptism and is preserved throughout the whole of our lives through the sacramental mysteries that Christ has entrusted to the care of the Church and also to her administration, that she go forth and baptize all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that is, allowing all souls entrance in to these most profound mysteries in which the bridegroom truly has come and has renewed our minds and our hearts through his presence and through his Church, and will do so until the end of time, so that we are always new people of the new covenant, new people going forth trying to proclaim to the whole world that Christ has truly come and that he is truly still present with his mystical body, for the bridegroom has never departed from us in his Eucharistic presence, and that he truly will be with us until the end of time, strengthening us in this life through all trials and tribulations, through all that assails the mystical body from inside her bosom and from outside the mystical body of Christ. Christ always and everywhere is our good shepherd, the divine captain, always leading his church, always present, even during those times when he seems not to be, as the apostles would learn very clearly when he would be sleeping in the boat. His presence was always there, sustaining the whole universe in existence and protecting the apostles and all those who will come to know him, for ultimately our protection lies in the fact that we have come to understand most profoundly that death no longer has any victory, death no longer has any sting, because it too has been conquered by Christ for those who are willing, through the ministry of Holy Mother Church, to have their minds and their hearts purified so that they always strive to serve their Lord in this life in order to be happy with him for all eternity in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tuum.